Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us this wonderful Friday morning, or actually whenever it is you get to hear this, because I know most of you actually listen to the replay, and we're thrilled to have you for 30 minutes of wisdom, where every week Gregory and I bring speakers, coaches, teachers, wonderful, special people to actually enhance your life with 30 minutes of wisdom. And this morning, I am thrilled, because I am thrilled every week, and every week is just a joy to me. I get to introduce and visit with Dr. Steve Taubman. We met several years ago, and there was like this instant, ooh, I like you. And then I got to see Steve in his magic, and I say that in many dimensions. Steve comes to us as the founder of the Inner Selling Institute and is the author of the best-selling book, Unhypnosis, How to Wake Up, Start Over, and Create the Life You're Meant to Live. And, you know, Steve has a very interesting background because he started out his professional career as a chiropractor, and he was valedictorian of his class and was a physician for many, many years, and he started teaching himself magic and performing. And when you get to experience Steve in front of a room, it is not only is his magic, he's magic. And started traveling around and then began a practice of hypnosis. So combining this fabulous combination of gifts, skills, talents, Steve has put on performances of very high energy for all kinds of audiences all over the country. And he's going to talk about, you know, really waking up to our true potential. So, Steve, I want to say hello. You there?
Hi, Robin. How are you doing? Thank you so much for the wonderful, warm introduction. I really appreciate it.
Well, I just love having you here. And I also want to acknowledge Steve, because when we started these calls, he says, is Bob Berg on your calls? And I said, no, I don't know Bob. And he goes, well, I'm going to make the introduction. And Steve has got this incredibly generous heart, and he is absolutely an embodiment of a go-giver. So why don't we jump in, because we've got 30 minutes of your wisdom, and I'd love to hear it. So would you tell us what is unhypnosis, Steve?
Okay, great. Well, you know, to me, as I've gone through this interesting series of evolutions in my life, you know, I've always felt that anything that I do has to be fun, and it has to contribute to the lives of other people. And that's really the way I've made my living, by doing a number of things that, you know, that are really forms of self-expression. And as I've done that, I've noticed there are a lot of people who want to do that. They want to change their lives. They want to, you know, get to play bigger. And they all have the potential to play bigger, but there's something that's holding them back. And sometimes that shows up as fear. Sometimes it shows up as being overwhelmed. Sometimes it just shows up as like being a little bit broken, like you just can't really dream big because you've been disappointed too many times before. And so your past kind of creeps up and stops you from living into your future. And unhypnosis is about waking up. It's about understanding the idea that over the years, we've all become hypnotized. And, you know, because I'm a hypnotist, I could say this with great authority, that even though I do this on stage and in clinical practice, and I put people deliberately into hypnotic states, which means putting them into a state where they're operating from a different part of their minds, I get to see how similar that is, even for all of us, when we're theoretically awake. You know, right now we're all theoretically awake. We're talking to each other. We're listening to each other. But we don't realize the extent of our hypnosis. We don't realize the extent to which we're only operating through filters, through things that keep us from expressing the fullness of who we are. You know, we're all so amazing and magical creatures. And, you know, when I do magic, it's one way to help people wake up to see that anything's possible. And when I entertain or when I make people laugh, it changes their state and it gives them a sense of possibility. And unfortunately, a lot of people spend their lives without that sense of possibility. They're just kind of a little bit dulled down, sleepwalking through life, half awake, and programmed. And so unhypnosis is about becoming unprogrammed and coming to a place within ourselves where we can observe or witness the the negative self-talk and the negative emotions from a distance, rather than letting them operate our lives, we could see them for what they are and we could rise above them. Does that make sense?
Wow. And I think if we all look around, we can see a lot of people that look like that. Sometimes it's more visible than others.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is so true. And, you know, that programming that happens, and sometimes it happens really early, sometimes really, really early, sometimes some traumatic effect happens, something to someone. So what do you do? I mean, okay, so I get that a lot of us are walking around with a program that doesn't serve us living our full potential. So it's holding us back. Now what?
Right. Well, at first, of course, step one is recognizing it. Believing that that's true, because, you know, Gurdjieff, the philosopher, said the first step for escaping from prison is realizing that you're in prison.
That's so true.
If you don't know you're in prison, you're not going to try to escape. And in the same way, if we don't realize that our minds are in prison, we're not going to try to escape. So first, you have to at least acknowledge that, boy, you know, I may think I know everything. I may think that I understand the fullness of who I am, but maybe I'm wrong. So it starts with humility. It starts with a humble attitude, where just because you think something, just because you're afraid of something, or just because you're angry at your husband, doesn't mean that the situation actually exists the way you think it does, right? Mm. So you start becoming humble and saying, maybe what I think, what I feel, are being influenced by my programming, and maybe they're not exactly true. And so what I say to people, and I have them write this down and put it on their mirror and remind themselves of this on a day-to-day basis: don't believe everything you think. Just because you think it doesn't make it true. And that's a huge leap, because even if you can't necessarily jump out of it, you know, there's Richard Alpert said, just because you begin to wake up doesn't mean that your neurosis goes away instantly. You might still be neurotic. You might still, you know, make mistakes. You might still be triggered by other people. But something different happens when you realize that, you know, that maybe it's not real. So that's step one, right? Now, step two is developing what's called necessary strength. This is very, very important. If I were to let's say you were trying to, let's say, pick up 500 pounds, and that was your goal. You wanted to be able to bench press 500 pounds. Well, would I take 500 pounds and drop it on top of you and say, here, pick it up? Probably not, because you'd probably die. But I might give you 50 pounds, and then 100, then 150, and gradually you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And the ability to strengthen up a muscle in order to become as strong as you possibly can be is very well recognized. We all understand that in the physical realm. But we don't necessarily understand that in the emotional or the psychological realm, that the same thing applies. That in terms of being effective in life and being able to wake up, we need to be able to strengthen our focus muscles.
Mm.
Now, our focus muscles, it's like, you know, if you start having a negative reaction to something, you remember that poem, or I guess sort of a poem or sort of a little story about the hole in the street? They call it a poem in five acts. And it's like this. They say, I walk down a street. There's a hole. I don't know it's there. I fall in. It takes me forever to get out. Oh, it's not my fault. It takes me forever to get out. Chapter two. I walk down the street. There's a hole. I fall in. I realize that it's my responsibility. I get out much quicker. Step three, I walk down the street. There's a hole. I see it. I try to avoid it, but somehow I still fall in. I get right out. Step four is I walk down the other side of the street. And step five is I walk down a different street.
Sounds like Groundhog Day to me.
Well, like Groundhog Day, right. Exactly. That's what I love about that movie. It's like over and over again until you have the strength to do it right. And so the strength to do it right, the strength to avoid the pull of your emotions and your thoughts, is something that you have to cultivate. You have to strengthen. That's what meditation is all about. That's what learning how to sit still with a quiet mind and focus your attention on your breathing or on your physical body. You focus on something other than the thoughts in your head, so that when the thoughts arise, you could say, oh, there's a thought. oh, there's a thought. Well, there's another one. And you just notice them for what they are. Now, what happens is once you've developed that strength, the third step occurs. And the third step is as you're out in the world and a thought arises, you can evaluate it. You don't have to be acted upon by it. You have a choice.
Well,
you
just brought up a very
it.
Interesting topic that we haven't even touched on yet is, you know, we're increasing awareness. We need to make that decision that we want to change. But that most valuable tool, could you talk a little bit more about truly the importance and the power of taking that time out regularly to develop that muscle through a practice?
Absolutely.
I know that's something you teach a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people hear about it. Some people absolutely do it and wouldn't not do it. Other people haven't stepped into that dimension of personal work yet. Could you share a little bit more about that for someone who's maybe new to that area?
Well, all I could say is once you go down the path, it's very hard to go back because we're all in the same hypnotic state that we're in. We're all convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is one of the things we believe that we shouldn't. We're all convinced that we're busy, we got too much to do, we can barely make ends meet, and if I've got 5 minutes, I've got to fill those 5 minutes up with stuff. And if I've got 5 minutes, I've got to fill it up with 10 minutes worth of stuff. So we're constantly working to accomplish something, and we become human doings instead of human beings.
I have a friend, she goes, we're so busy doing, we end up with a lot of doo-doo.
A lot of doo-doo. That's wonderful.
This is one of my meditation teachers.
Oh, that's great. I love it. So you're right. And so for me, there's kind of an emancipation, a freedom that comes from being able to put your foot down and say, you know what? I may believe that I've got to fill this time up with all this doing, but I'm going to take a leap of faith. And the leap of faith is that if I take 5 minutes out or 10 minutes out or 20 minutes out to do nothing, to simply sit and follow my breath and to relax and to allow the thoughts that make me think I've got to do something to just drift away and become confident that it's okay to just be here now, just be in this moment. If I were to do that, everything else in my life would be colored in a positive way. And so everything else that I did would become more effective. I'd be more efficient. I'd get more done in less time. I'd have more fun doing it. I'd have what's called faith mind. And faith mind is a quality of being able to respond appropriately in all situations. So if you're a direct seller and you know that that part of the process of inviting people to look at your product or service and recruiting others into your business is the ability to respond appropriately to their questions. Instead of sitting around worrying if you've got all the right answers, you develop a level of calm, quiet confidence that you'll automatically have the right answers when the questions arise. And that's a quality that you can't think your way into that. You can only be your way into that.
That's a powerful, powerful distinction because, you know, it's those little disciplines and practices that create that kind of presence because we're, you know, most everyone on this line, we have solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, direct sellers, network marketers, and friends building this community and enlightened networking. But truly, this is something that's valuable for everybody to come from that place of being solid and grounded and present. So that we can make that best choice. And you said it really beautifully, Steve, that it starts with just taking 5 minutes to sit quiet and breathe and relax. That something that simple can be one of the most leveraged things we can possibly do.
So true. And I just want to really emphasize the fact that it's an act of courage. You know, you'll sit down to get quiet, and the first thing that'll happen is your mind will fill up with all the reasons that you shouldn't do that.
They have
right?
names
and,
for that,
so
don't they?
It's like doing battle, right? It's like doing battle with your own ego. Your ego is saying, you've got to think about this. You've got to do this. You've got to plan this. And you're saying, no, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. And it's a battle, and it's an internal battle. And if you win that battle and you develop the necessary strength to win that battle, then you start winning all your other battles too.
It sounds like what I'm hearing you say is it's one of the most leveraged things we could possibly do that'll really get us into that place of trust.
Beautiful. And I like the use of the word leverage, that it leverage in the sense that it's one thing that you do that affects many things.
And
so I highly encourage it. You know, we say that that silence, everybody says silence is golden, but nobody ever experiences silence. we even in a quiet moment, our brains are so noisy that we don't really experience silence. But real silence, the kind of silence that comes from practice, where you can truly sit down and literally have no thoughts at all, it takes time to achieve that. And
when you look at the greatest people and achievers and successful and people that have made the greatest contributions, if you ask them, they would say the same thing. It came from that quiet place.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, where it was received.
Scientists.
What introduced you to this path of, you know, taking that time and your meditation and making those shifts? Because I know you're one of these incredibly brilliant minds. So that might, probably was a little bit of a challenge to you at first, yes?
Oh, even still, yeah. What brought me to the path was neurosis, anxiety, depression, bad self-esteem, all the neurotic, you know, kind of stuff that was floating around in my head that was making me miserable or that was causing me to not be able to embrace my life. And as I began to learn to follow my dreams and to have the courage to go where I needed to go and to explore and to play, you know, to be a magician and to really live the life of a magician, as I started doing all that, I realized, you know, what I needed to get out of my way in order to keep moving in that direction. It's the same with everybody on this call, right? It's like you set a goal, and we think we set our goals because we really want that Maserati or we really want that big house. But the secret, the thing that we don't realize often, is the reason we set the goals is in order to hit those walls that we have to hit along the way.
You said something that I just love. And again, it starts out with the decision and awareness, but to realize that we are in our own way in so many ways, but we have to see it and be aware of it first in order to get out of it. And there are those restraining forces, those blocks and things, and they could come from, you know, who knows where, but they're there. And so how do you work with people? What do you do to support them to go through this and have more of that grace and ease and presence?
Well, everybody comes at the process differently. A lot of people, of course, have read my book on hypnosis because it's the portal into the thinking, into the concept. So, you know, I'll have people come up to me at a show or a speech and they'll say, "I read your book and I changed my life." You know, I had one guy just the other day who had seen me last year performing a show and purchased on hypnosis, and what he did was he had been working for, I think it was IBM or GE or some big corporation, but his real dream was to be a piano tuner, but never really had the courage to do it. And, you know, that courage is part of what you gain from the process, you know, from being able to be more self-aware, being able to find quiet, being able to set goals from the essence of who you are. So he did all that because, you know, my book is about a five-step process to achieve self-discovery, and he did that, and he now has this very thriving piano tuning business, and he just let go of his IBM job. So those are the kind of stories that really, you know, charge me up when those things happen, because just from reading these things, if you take action, valuable things can happen. Of course, action is what it ultimately comes down to. Now, other people may hear me on a teleseminar like this, or may come see me at a seminar or workshop. If, you know, a lot of times I speak to corporate groups or to a network marketing company, and in that situation, hopefully people are empowered by that process, and then we'll take notes and we'll go home and take some of the steps I teach them. And then there are times when we'll set up coaching programs, you know, a 6-week coaching program, a 2-month coaching program. And I even occasionally do one-on-one work. I don't do it very often, but that's where we really take people in a very intensive way and take them through the unhypnosis process, where we can do these various psychological processes to overcome the negative self-talk and to overcome fear, you know, it's interesting, even in a hypnosis show, I'll often finish my show up by curing a fear for the people I've hypnotized. And in fact, this one of my websites has a video of me curing somebody of a fear of snakes. And
wow.
It's a very quick process, but you could see it on there because she's screaming and running away from the snake. And then after the hypnotic process, we have a snake, so we, you know, bring the snake up on stage, and she takes the snake and she pets it and then she kisses it.
And it can happen like that.
Oh yeah, you see, that's the thing that most people don't realize. There's two.
It's magic.
Ways. Yeah, exactly. It is magic. There's two kinds of change. One of them is the conventional form of change, where you have to work slowly towards something. Like when you're learning a new skill, that kind of change is sequential and takes time. Transformation, on the other hand, which is what, like, suddenly removing a fear happens instantly. Transformation, it's not about learning something. It's usually about unlearning something. It's usually about changing a paradigm in your brain. And that kind of change is instantaneous. It doesn't require time.
So I'm hearing two different kinds of things, like you just said, when you're developing that muscle through that quiet time to develop that new kind of awareness and presence, and then that, you know, undoing, the unhypnosis, the waking up, the transformation. And no wonder you became a magician. That just, you know, it's all coming together to me now. So I just, your path is fascinating, Steve.
Okay.
And I know that so many people, I remember last spring, you were traveling all over, like, a schedule that was unbelievable.
Yeah, like,
and you were at, you know, college graduations and reaching people at a very special time in their lives where, you know, decision points were going to make a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those times. And I know you love to do that because that's such a powerful time to impact people when they're so open.
Exactly.
And I saw how excited you were to lead that crazy schedule. But, that, you know, when you reach people at that time, and that's what I think you and I both love about the profession that we're in here, because, you know, Gregory says it's a personal development program with a compensation plan. So
I wrote that down. I think that's brilliant.
And, well, the fact that you found this profession because you're doing so much good, because people, it, like you said, it takes courage. And I read somewhere that only 3% of people truly have the courage enough to live their life's dreams.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so finding those people and the profession of, you know, direct selling, network marketing, is one of those places that I am honored to be in, because the people that show up, like all of you on this phone, and Steve is an incredible resource for us. So what other bits of wisdom would you like to share in the few more minutes that we have, Steve?
Well, you know, one of the things, first of all, I just wanted to share about the new product that that I think people in the direct selling network marketing industry want to know about, which is the direct selling, is the Unhypnosis for Direct Sellers, Network Marketers, and Entrepreneurs.
Great. Tell us
and
more.
That, because it's a CD, and it's essentially a CD that puts you into a hypnotic state, a quiet mental introspective state, and then helps you to remove the negative programming, to unhypnotize you from those negative voices, so that you come out clean on the other side, and then also introduces very powerful messages from the minds of some of the most effective and successful people in the world of network marketing and entrepreneurial activities. So that's been something that has helped a lot of people, in the same way that, you know, that an athlete might have a coach to help them be more effective and strengthen their muscles more quickly. Having somebody who can walk you through a hypnotic process to get rid of some of your programming is a very effective way of moving more quickly through the psychological barriers. And most people can't afford what it would cost to have a one-on-one hypnosis coach to walk them through that, to help them through their own hypnosis. But this is a CD that you can listen to over and over again, and for, I think, you know, $69 or whatever, you know, you could listen to it 1,000 times, and, you know, you get more than your money's worth. So that's something that I've been really proud of. And, of course, Direct Selling Live voted it one of the top 25 must-have products for the 2011.
Well, congratulations on that. And
thanks.
I'm, you know, that's what I love about this format that we have here, is we get to really share these resources that can help people that have already made the decision, that already have the courage to give the tools to really fulfill their full potential and live the life of freedom and truly create the lifestyle. So let's see, we're getting close to the end of our time here. Any final notes so people can find you at www.stevetaubman.com, StevTaubman.com. And Steve has these great weekly wisdom tips, and one of the things I love about your wisdom tips, first of all, they're really wise, and second of all, they're short.
Yeah.
And in this world of so much information, those little bits can make a huge difference. So anyone can go up there and go to Steve's website and find out about his book and his CD and sign up for your weekly wisdom tips.
That's right. And you'll also get a free download of the first 40 pages of Unhypnosis. So if you like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Put that up there too. Absolutely. My closing remarks, if you will, are these. I always like to say to people, your success won't show up until you do.
Wow.
And, you know, we're all stuck in the past. We're stuck in the future. We're worrying about what's going to happen. We're regretting what did happen. And we're very seldom just being in this moment and accepting it for what it is. And that is the courage you're talking about. It's not easy to do, but sitting still in the presence of whatever is right now and just being able to breathe into it and be with it and bless it and love it, that's being present. That's being here. That's showing up. And when you finally show up, then you can be successful, as opposed to when you're scrambling to make a living and then you just never feel successful, even if you have a whole lot of money.
Whoa. So how about in our last short bit here that we all do a little bit of what Steve just suggested. If we sit up straight in our chair with both feet on the floor and take a big, huge, deep breath. We'll just do, how about three breaths and set up our day, because it's early in the day for most all of us, to have like a fabulous day. Any other input on how we can take these three breaths?
Yeah, I would say that as you breathe in and out, allow your attention to either rest on the sense of the air moving in and out of your lungs, or put your attention on one physical part of your body. A very good one would be the bottoms of your feet or the palms of your hands. And just allow your attention to rest gently on those areas and allow whatever you feel to be, whether it be tingling or warmth or pressure. Just notice the feeling in those areas as you breathe in and out.
Okay, let's take a moment and do three deep breaths, and I'll make them nice and noisy for everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? So please just take a moment and notice how you feel and what a gift that is to take into your day and what a gift it is to be with Dr. Steve Taubman this morning on these 30 minutes of wisdom on unhypnosis and creating the life you're meant to be. So I'm going to stop the recording right now, and if you want to stand by, we'll open up for a few minutes of Q&A, and I do want to briefly introduce next Friday. We have a very different kind of call. We're going to interview someone who has been in the field, who had no intention of being in this business model, and you're in for a treat. Her name is Diane McCourtney, and she's a very dear friend of mine who I watched and experienced and witnessed quite a change in her life to creating truly what a lot of us are looking for, is the dream lifestyle. She's 70 years, almost 70 years old, or in her 70s. So hold on one moment, please, and we'll stop our recording and open up for Q&A. And a huge thank you, Steve. It is always a joy. Every time I'm on the phone with you, it's a gift. I mean, you just lighten up. When I even think about your name, I lighten up. And
wow, thank you.
So hold on, everybody.